This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lifting the lid with Sam and Duncan.
Sammy, today on Lifting the Lid, we are going to talk to an actor who is in the middle of lockdown, which probably makes it very hard to act, but she does also have a really fantastic new podcast, and you might know her as the Doctor. Dr. Tori on Home and Away. It's Penny McNamee. Top of the morning to you, Pen.
Top of the morning, Dunk. Hi, Sam.
Hello. First things first, how are you surviving in lockdown?
Oh, look, just taking it a day at a time. I'm in that glorious situation of picking the lifestyle of inner city living in a small house, and it's really backfiring on me because I have a five-year-old boy and a one-year-old girl. So it's, just taking it one day at a time. Lots of homeschooling, lots of craft activities, and my house looks like a war zone, but we're getting through.
At least no one's going to come around and see it. That's what I keep telling myself.
You'd think that, but guess what? We're selling our house at the moment. So we also have people coming to look at our house. It's the worst.
No way. Why?
I know.
Why would you do this?
It wasn't planned. We've been looking to buy a new house for 2 years and missing out all the time, and we finally got an offer accepted on a house about 6 weeks ago. I'm just a lot of crying, a lot of praying, you know, doing both a lot.
That sounds like my morning routine. Pray, cry. That's really what it is, though, isn't it? Pry. It's a combination of praying and crying.
Yeah, and coffee. Yeah, throw a few coffees in there too, and that pretty much sums up my day at the moment.
What's the case for you and Home and Away? Is it shooting at the moment? Is it shut down?
So, no, we stopped shooting about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. We're just being put on hiatus. So the plan is to come back. I know the script writers are back doing script meetings via Zoom. So we haven't got a return date yet, but it would be close, I imagine. I reckon, speculating, it would be maybe within the next month. I know that Neighbours has gone back recently, and they're just following some, you know, strict protocols of social distancing and only having two people in each scene. So, you know, and having set crews so that they're not mixing different people around. So I suspect we might be starting to look at something similar. But
yeah, I mean,
luckily, for
still...
way, we have 6 months worth of episodes already shot. So it's not such a panic, really, for us. We could be off for 6 months and still have lots of episodes on air. So that's a good thing. So we'll see what happens. We're kind of in the same boat as a lot of other people, just waiting and seeing, you know, what the government recommendations are at this point.
I'm a little bit stunned that you compared yourself to Neighbours. I mean, they're still yet to act in any of their scenes. So
I know. I might be fired for doing that. But no, honestly, in a time like this, it does feel like the industry as a whole, the whole entertainment industry in the country, is very united, because really we've been smashed. You know, I have so many friends who were in big musicals, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Shrek, and they all just one day lost their jobs, and there's no end in sight for them. They can't get other work. There's, you know, they work in theatres where there's 2,000 people every night. And so it does feel like there's a real camaraderie between all of the shows, musicals, theatre, television, film in the country at the moment, because everyone's really hurting, and there's no end in sight for a lot of us. Really, I'm lucky in that we probably will be able to go back into production, because we don't have huge numbers of people working at the same time like theatres do.
This is Sydney's Hope 103.2 with Sam and Duncan, and we're lifting the lid on what's like to be an actor in lockdown at the moment with Penny McNamee, who you might know as Dr. Tori from Home and Away. But you've also got another project on the go at the moment, a podcast.
Yes, we launched a podcast today, and by we, I mean myself, a friend of mine who was a journalist with Channel 10 for many years, called Kimberly Sokov, and the pastor of our church, actually. His name is Mark Leach. And the three of us started started recording it and working on it a few months ago. And we were always planning to release it at this time. And we just thought, oh, it's actually a really good timing to release a podcast and have this little project to work on. So it's called The Glory and the Garbage. And it came about because the three of us have these really big conversations either at the end of church services or when we run into each other at the coffee shop opposite church. And we were having just big conversations about life and often asking Mark for advice. He's very, very well read. He's a real intellectual and an academic, and Kimberly and I would often, just seek his counsel. And a lot of the answers we were getting, they weren't the answers that we were getting from mainstream media or our friends. They were often, different kinds of answers and to big questions like, can we have it all? And if we can have it all, is it actually worth it? And how do we do marriage, for such a long period of time without killing each other, without it getting too dull, without getting so annoyed by our partners? Lots of just big questions that we had. And so we started talking about sharing our conversations because, I feel like a lot of the answers were fantastic and different to what we were receiving in other areas. So, we started this podcast. So we launched it today. You can go and look it up. Our first topic is can we have it all and is it worth it? And we're going to release a new topic each week. And it's an interesting insight into, I guess, what we're being fed by the media and actually what some of the real answers are and how we can find glory in our lives through all the mess and the wretchedness of it. We've had some amazing responses from people that are friends and stuff that have rung me and said, oh my gosh, like this bit of information changed my total outlook on what I'm doing in my life. And that's kind of what it's about. It's not particularly Christian. We don't necessarily talk much about God and Christianity, but faith is very much in all of our lives. And we're trying to just live really good lives and failing miserably. So we're just trying to do it better.
I would guess that's kind of one of the challenges sometimes is you're grappling with, like on the topic of marriage, like how do we keep the romance alive? How do we make this an awesome marriage for our entire lives? And you just feel like you want to wrestle that conversation out with people. Do you feel a bit more settled after you have those chats?
Oh, absolutely. It feels like group therapy. Mark Leach has read every book on psychology and relationship theory, so he's got so many good answers for us. But it does feel like group therapy in a way. And I think too, particularly with something like marriage, we're often fed this idea of what marriage should look like. It should be romantic, it should be roses, it should be passionate all the time, and we should be looking amazing on our social media together and looking so in love. And actually, that's not the reality of what a good marriage is and what it looks like. So we talk a lot about that and talk about what actually is a good marriage and what does that look like. Often it's got nothing to do with Valentine's Day and being, showered in petals as you walk through the door.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds great. It's called The Glory and the Garbage. You can get it, I'm guessing, everywhere where you find podcasts, Penny?
Yeah, Apple Podcast or on your podcast app. Just look it up. It'll be there.
Pen, thanks for joining us today. And good luck to you and your actor buddies, man. We're thinking of you guys and praying for you during this season.
Yeah, thanks so much. I know that'll mean a lot to a lot of people. So thanks for talking to me, guys.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.